Well, Slaven, congratulations. A sixth away win of the season already. 2 points clear at the top of the table. Another clean sheet. What pleased you most about today, would you say?
3 points. Clean sheet. And to be fair, the way we managed the game, the way we played. We didn't want to just defend. We didn't want to give them the ball and then to play on counter-attacks. We just continued the way we're playing. We do a little bit of managing it because they're front players. They're two wingers who are their best players, mm-hmm. Grzycki and Bowen. They were gambling. You know, so the key was like to take advantage of that, to use their spaces through the fullbacks, but with one fullback. So if Connor goes, he has to stay at the back, you know, to make it like free because they gamble, you know. And the only thing that was missing, apart from a few individual mistakes that always happen, was the second goal. And we have plenty of I can't call them, apart from Grady's one, that they were not clear-cut chances, mm-hmm. but they were like, there were five or six situations that basically you can walk into the goal. You know, we were passing so great until that last pass. That was missing, and that's why we had to suffer till the end of the game because of the results. Anything can happen, but we defended really well, not only the back four, but the whole team, and tough away game. We played against the team that were on their front foot and everything because of the results and the quality they have. But we played as a team that has plan and that knows what they want to do.
And it was a terrific strike from Jake, but unfortunately both he and Romain have got a fifth yellow now, so they're both suspended for the next game.
They are suspended. That's a blow, of course. Both of them have been, not only today, but from the start of the season, instrumental for us, leaders and everything. We have a squad. We have a good squad. Again, the guys who came on from the bench done really well. So it's not ideal that you are basically missing both of them. But look, at least we have plenty of time. now to think, and we're going to find a solution. We're going to find a solution to face Sheffield Wednesday.
Just one other thing. I thought Hal, having started him today, worked tremendously hard for the team this afternoon, didn't he?
He was basically magnificent. The amount of his work rate. But not only work rate, the way he kept the ball. Because sometimes we had to defend what we needed to do today because of their wingers was taking Grady and Matt Phillips and Kyle when he came on deeper to help because we didn't want Bowen and Grzycki to be one against one with our fullbacks. And that's why sometimes we had to be a little bit deeper and then you need somebody to hold the ball for a couple of seconds for them to join up, yeah. And he was as you said, I agree totally with you. He was great. He was great in that. Very creative, very calm, very great technically. But to be fair, I expected that from him. He shows that day in, day out in training.